Reading. HIV, AIDS. In 1981, clinicians in the U.S. grew concerned when previously healthy homosexual, gay men began presenting with pneumocystis pneumonia, PCP, a rare and opportunistic infection, OI. While this was not the origin of AIDS, it was the beginning of what would become the AIDS epidemic in the U.S. The origin was said to be in Central Africa as early as the late 1800s. Human immunodeficiency virus, HIV, a retrovirus that causes AIDS, is a zoonotic virus which was first passed to humans from chimpanzees infected with the simian immunodeficiency virus, SIV. It was thought to be transferred to humans by contact with infected meat and blood products. HIV was first reported in Japan in 1984 and considered a foreign disease brought back by travelers from overseas. However, investigations revealed that hemophiliacs were infected with contaminated blood as early as 1982. Though HIV was initially considered a gay disease, increasing PCP and OI infections in heterosexuals, hemophiliacs, and even infants emphasized to the medical community that HIV can affect anyone. It was not long before HIV was declared a sexually transmitted disease, STD. HIV is generally spread through sexual intercourse or sharing needles. There are two major indicators for HIV. One is T cell count, and the other is viral load. The HIV virus impacts T cell count, particularly T cells that carry the CD4 protein on their surface. There are many types of CD4 T cells, including helper, regulatory, and memory T cells. These are major components of both the innate and adaptive immune systems. HIV progressively destroys these CD4 T cells. The CD4 count is used to indicate the stages of HIV infection. A normal CD4 count ranges from 500 to 1500 cells per cubic millimeter of blood. If it drops below 200 cells, it is a sign of AIDS third stage, and drastically increases the body's susceptibility to OIs. Viral load is the measure of how much virus is in the blood and is indicative of transmissibility. The aim of treatment is to reduce the viral load to less than 50 copies per milliliter. In the genetic material of most animals, DNA is used to create RNA, which is then read to create proteins. HIV, however, is a retrovirus. Retro, meaning backwards, refers to reverse transcription. HIV starts with RNA, using this to create DNA. Antiretroviral therapy, known as ART, is used to effectively treat HIV infections. Fast forward 40 years, and the development of new and better treatments for HIV has come a long way. Though 38 million people are currently living with HIV worldwide, in the developed world, life expectancy for someone with HIV is now similar to someone who is not infected with the virus. This continues to depend on timing of diagnosis, access to good health care, and adherence to medication regimens. In cases with late diagnosis, the prognosis is less promising. These days, if someone unknowingly has HIV and donates blood, strict screening programs are in place to identify the infection and remove it from the blood supply. In 2020, HIV/AIDS cases in Japan had decreased from previous years to 1,085 persons, 55 of whom were women. There are concerns that the number of new cases may actually be higher due to a lack of testing during the COVID-19 pandemic, but time will tell. There is still a need to update education programs with the latest information in schools and disseminate information in the community so that people are well informed and to prevent discrimination and forced disclosures.